Constable David Fogarty is with the Manning RCMP. He joins us on the line today. Constable, thank you very much for joining us. Halloween is coming up, Thursday to be precise. Just as a general icebreaker, please, comments on the fact that the RCMP will be present to making sure that everybody is safe on Halloween night.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for having me. We, as the RCMP members, will be driving around, you know, handing out candy. So if you see us, stop by, say hello, come get some free candy. Who doesn't love free candy, right?
There you go.
We'll also be keeping an eye out for, you know, just general public safety. We'll be making sure that everyone's driving safely, you know, and everyone should just be following the normal steps as far as things go in terms of, like, common sense things, like looking both ways before crossing the street, walk, don't run, don't go out alone, you know, stay with friends or parents. You know, there's safety in numbers, as the old saying goes. Mm-hmm. Glow sticks are an excellent accessory to stay visible. You know, and stuff like that. You know, don't go inside the house, you know, accept treats at the door and move on to the next one. Drivers are also, you know, they should be taking extra caution on that night and driving slow and extra cautiously. Obviously, if you're going out partying that night, don't drink and drive. Call for a ride from friends or family. And like I say, we'll come say hi to us in the community. We're happy to make sure everyone sees us and keeping everyone safe.
You're touching on the common sense here aspect of it, Constable. How easy is it in your mind to fall into that trap? I guess not only for the trick-or-treaters, but for the adults as well. How easy is it to fall into that mindset of, hey, the excitement is there. Let's go.
Absolutely. And complacency kind of hurts us in that sense, right? But it just has to make a conscious effort to watch your speed limit and make sure you're vigilant in looking at all the kids running around on the road. You know, like, I know personally I was one of those kids that was just darting from one side of the street to the other every which way I could. Got to maximize the amount of houses that you get, maximize the candy, right? So it's incumbent on the drivers to make sure that they're doing everything that they can, and then it's on the kids and the adults as well that are with the kids to make sure that everyone's staying safe.
The trick-or-treaters love to dress as scary as they can, and sometimes the adults do too. But how good is it in your mind here, Constable, to be as visible as you can from the trick-or-treaters and from the adult's point of view, and even saying to the police, saying, hey, we're here.
Absolutely. You know, there's street lights, and I touched earlier on glow sticks being an excellent accessory to stay visible to the drivers and stuff like that. You know, parents can have flashlights, little kids can have flashlights, most kids have, like, cell phones and stuff like that as well. But another thing to really look into, but it's not do or die by any means, is if you're wearing a mask, make sure it fits properly. You can see through the holes, and if you're kind of walking around, you're not just, like, holding your face the whole time. Or if you're wearing a big costume or something like that, then you're not a tripping hazard for you. But definitely, like I had said earlier, make sure that you're looking both ways before crossing the street, and being visible is absolutely paramount to your safety and the driver's safety as well.
How underrated is reflective tape?
It's not used enough. I mean, a lot of the times it doesn't really, you know, go with the aesthetic of the costume, but at the same time, you know, something that's on the bottom of a pant leg or an armband, or, you know, something that's on your back, like, you don't even notice it. It's absolutely crucial for visibility.
From the police point of view here, Constable, is the bottom line for everybody to just be safe and try their darndest not to become a statistic?
That's just it. We want everyone to have an excellent time, as much fun as they want to have, but they have to do it safely. We don't want anybody, you know, having a Halloween ruined by some silly mistake that could have been avoided or anything of the sort, you know, like everyone has to go home at the end of the day.
Constable David Fogarty is with the Manning RCMP. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.